So what's really happening with the Haitian immigrants in the United States? No one is stopping to ask the question, why is one third of Springfield, Ohio now Haitian? No one's stopping to ask, why is a huge chunk of Aurora, Colorado now Venezuelan? Why under the Biden administration, in this last year alone, did over 300,000 Haitians come into the United States? That according to the data that we uncovered this morning. Well, I've never been to Haiti. Have you? Our next guest has, and he's one of the only American journalists to produce multiple documentaries on Haiti. And he says all this talk about Haitians eating cats, dogs in Ohio is totally missing the point. And I think I agree with Dan Cohen from Uncaptured Media, who joins us now. Dan, I think we're missing the point. You might have some nut job who is caught on police camera. I'm sure everyone's seen the video of this woman, you know, allegedly from Ohio. Now we know she's from Canton, Ohio originally, and she's there mentally unstable with a cat. Everyone's seen that. And so, of course, that's the headline. And then President Trump brings that up the other night during the debate. But it's missing, I think, the larger point completely, which is the destabilization of these countries at the hands of the United States and the Biden administration going in and destroying these countries. And then all of these immigrants flooding into the United States. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. I mean, first of all, the stories that have been widely promoted all over X in particular by Elon Musk and his influencers, who is now, of course, very close to President Trump. These stories are totally phony and discredited. The one that they claim is a Haitian woman eating a cat is actually from in Springfield, Ohio, is actually from another city. And it happened in August last month. And it's not of a Haitian woman at all. It's an American woman who, presumably, to kill a cat and eat it, you've got to be, I don't know, probably on some kind of heavy drugs, have some serious mental issues. Maybe that would be an issue for, you know, President Trump to focus on. But he made it about supposedly what's going on in with Haitians eating cats. There's another video of a guy carrying a goose, and that's also not of a Haitian. That's just some photo that appeared on Reddit. So the stories, as far as I can see, are totally phony. I mean, one of the reasons I think people don't believe it is look at who's debunking these stories in the first place. We have like NBC, major liberal media outlets, the same media outlets that for years said Trump was elected by Russia. He was put in by Russia. And they said the Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation. So those outlets have a history of deception and lying. And so, you know, they've lost all their credibility. The New York Post, ironically, did a pretty good piece, which broke the Hunter Biden laptop story, right? They did a pretty good piece debunking this. So I suggest people check that out. But I think, you know, there is a bigger issue. And that is, well, why is there so much migration into the United States from Haiti, from a variety of countries? Haiti in particular is now in the spotlight. And that's a real question that I think does need to be addressed. And J.D. Vance, you know, the vice presidential candidate, when he was asked about these stories saying these aren't even true, so what's going on? Even the Springfield police have said they don't have any reports. He, you know, kind of changed the subject and said, well, this is about, you know, migration. Why are there so many Haitians in Springfield, Ohio? And it's not
That's
only
a great
Springfield.
Question.
Yeah, it's a real question. So why are there so many Haitians in Springfield, Ohio? I don't know how many Haitians there actually are. Haitian, I want to be clear, not Haitian Americans, American citizens, but Haitian illegal immigrants, people who came here illegally. How many are there in Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio? I don't know, but there are many in Florida, in New York, in, you know, different parts of the country. And the reason is, and J.D. Vance, nor Donald Trump, nor Elon Musk, nor any of these influencers who are claiming to be so worried about the United States and these, you know, Haitian migrants destabilizing our country or eating cats or anything else, none of them want to talk about the real reason Haitians are coming here in boats and dying on the way. And the fact is that for decades and decades, I mean, really, you can trace this back even to the Haitian Revolution, but of 1804. But in particular, the last really, you know, few decades we can just focus on, the U.S. has repeatedly and consistently destabilized Haiti, among other countries in Latin America in particular, leading to massive amounts of immigration, of illegal immigration. You know, in Haiti, in the case of Haiti in particular, the United States overthrew or assisted or engineered the overthrow, not once, but twice, of the popular elected president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. What happened after that is basically Haiti was, in particular after the 2004 coup that the Bush administration oversaw, is the country was dismembered. And then you had the earthquake in 2010, which the Clinton Foundation came in and basically made the country's just, it just took apart. It ruined the state. There's no state services. So these videos that you see going viral on Twitter of garbage everywhere, piles of garbage and disgusting water and sewage everywhere, that's not the fault of people living in that. That is the fault of the regime that is put in place by the U.S. after these coup d'etats and meddling and interference in elections. You know, back in 2010, 2011, Hillary Clinton, when she was Obama's Secretary of State, put in, like, you know, the Zelensky before Zelensky of Haiti, a totally corrupt puppet who was just a singer. He was an entertainer, and installed him as the president. And he basically did his best to gut the country, to pillage wealth, to take money from the Petrocaribe Fund. This is I should say, his name is Michel Martelly. He was a singer, and goes by the name Sweet Mickey. And he's the brother-in-law of a huge alleged drug dealer, for example. So this is just an example of the kind of chicanery that the United States has been doing in Haiti, meddling. And then you have the 2021 assassination of the president, Jovenel Moise, which is still unsolved. It's like there's no real impetus, and it has U.S. fingerprints all over it. It's basically an open secret that the U.S. knows who did it, and there's no interest in solving that assassination, which is very curious. So I mean, I could go on and on, but you know, I also want to point out that this isn't just the Democrats who did this. This isn't just the Clintons and the Biden administration. Now the policy is something called the Global Fragility Act, which was passed under Donald Trump when he was president in 2019. And it's basically, you know, maybe better said as the Crumbling Empire Act. The whole idea is to reinforce U.S. control of these, like, colonies that it's losing its grip on. And Haiti is the test case. And that's what is happening right now, is the Biden administration, following the Trump administration's passage of this act, has engineered an invasion of Haiti, where it's basically paid Kenyan troops, specifically Kenyan, because they are black. It's like, you know, I feel like if conservatives were actually with their critics of DEI, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion, this, the DEI invasion of Haiti, that's what imperialism is doing. What Biden is doing is they went to Kenya specifically because they are black and paid them a whole bunch of money in order to send these mercenaries, what are really have been in Kenya, they've operated as death squads, in order to fight so-called gangs, which is, you know, in Haiti. That's another question, if they're gangs, which we've addressed a lot on this show with our documentaries and have addressed a lot elsewhere. And they're not really gangs per se. They're people with guns, for better or worse. So now this invasion of Haiti that the Biden administration has engineered, it's not enough to do what they want. So they're trying to get the United Nations to approve another occupation. Haiti was under UN occupation for, I think, 17 years, from 2004 to 2021. I want to say, or maybe 2019 was when it ended. And then now, a few years later, the Biden administration wants a new UN occupation of blue helmets, which committed all kinds of horrible crimes. So this is the constant meddling, the constant interference, whether economic, political, military. And that's why Haitians are fleeing, because they're not allowed to have a normal country. So not only are people online, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, et cetera, inciting against Haitian Americans, but also the people that are coming to this country because their country's destabilized, they don't have any power. So what we need to do is talk about the corrupt politicians we have in the U.S. who won't stop messing with other countries and destabilizing them. And in terms of what Biden has been doing, Biden actually, under the Biden administration, they actually encouraged Haitians to come through temporary protected status to get like a temporary visa to come here. And the same with Venezuelans and Nicaraguans, whereas migrants from other countries did not have it so easy. So when Venezuelans, for example, got to the border, they were facilitated through, and sent to different cities. That was, of course, a huge crisis last year, I believe. But now we have gangs in Aurora, a Venezuelan gang in Aurora, Colorado. So it's like we create So there's a geopolitical agenda behind which countries the U.S. government encourages migration from and which countries it doesn't. If they want to destabilize your country and make it look really bad so they can say Nicolas Maduro is a terrible dictator, they'll put sanctions on the country, try to overthrow the president, and encourage Venezuelans to come here. But hey, who are you going to get? Sure, lots of people are hardworking people who just want to survive and can't live when their economy is sanctioned and suffocated to death. But definitely, you're also going to get some questionable, shady characters. So when you create chaos, you are inevitably on the outside. When you create chaos in foreign countries, you are inevitably going to import that chaos into the country. And that's exactly what's happening now. And the political class is basically, instead of taking responsibility and saying, we're going to change policy in the foreign arena and domestic, they're just blaming it on everyday people. And so Haitian Americans who are hardworking, who are, you know, citizens, who pay their taxes and are part of this country just as much as you or me or anyone else are, they're being demonized. And, you know, along with Haitian migrants who may not have any other choice and are just trying to find a better life. And, you know, none of it actually solves the problems. It's just a sideshow to get, like, Trump, you know, some political points.
Right. We had the political, we had the Springfield Council meeting the other night, and you heard from Springfield residents saying, you know, my mother-in-law was killed by an elite, you know, an immigrant from Haiti. And this is happening, of course, all across the country. You saw what's happening in Aurora. And yes, you're going to get some awful people as a result of this. Do you think you're going to get all doctoral students, you know, that are coming to the United States? No, these are people on the margins. And so when you destabilize and destroy their country, in the case of the United States with sanctions in Venezuela, you're going to get hardened individuals who are going to try to, you know, take advantage of the system and get away from there. And the same with Haiti. And so that's the real story. And so I think the media has been totally distracted. Of course, social media is focused on the cats and the dogs and all of that piece of it, eating pets or whatever. But they're missing the larger story, which is the total geopolitical move to have the United States destabilize these countries. And people at home might be saying, well, why would the U.S. want to destabilize Haiti? What's the purpose of destabilizing Haiti? Can you answer that question? Does it all come back to money and control and minerals?
There's a number of reasons with Haiti. I mean, one thing you can look at is the sweatshop labor industry that's existed there for decades. There's an incredible film my colleague Kim Ives did. Called Bitter Cane, that shows in the 70s these sweatshops, you know, where it's people working in factories for next to nothing, sewing up baseballs and making electronics. That has existed for decades. It's the cheapest labor source in basically in the Americas. And then with the bifurcation of the global economy, this whole Cold War against China, countries are pulling, or companies rather, corporations are pulling their factories out of China and Southeast Asia. They want to put them back in Haiti. And that's really what a big part of the Clinton machine was doing post-2010, is opening an industrial park that promised to bring good jobs to Haitians, but actually was just making sure that they were making, you know, no more than a couple dollars a day. In fact, the Clinton State Department interfered in Haitian affairs to make sure that they didn't, to make sure their wages were especially low. So you have the demand for cheap labor. Certainly there are resources in Haiti. I think some of it has been overstated to a degree. There have been a lot of claims that I've seen about large iridium deposits, for example, in Haiti. As far as I know, that is not true. So I don't know how much the mineral aspect plays into it, but Definitely the labor pool. And then, you know, the other thing I think is the U.S., I mean, the world is a big chessboard, as Zbigniew Brzezinski called it, you know, the grand chessboard. So if Haiti, for example, falls out of the U.S. orbit, is basically not controlled by the U.S. anymore, well, then it would look to presumably other countries. It would rekindle relations with Venezuela, you know, maybe with Russia, maybe with China, maybe with Turkey, other countries that aren't, the U.S. doesn't want it to. And in fact, Jovenel Moise, the president who was assassinated in 2021, shortly before he was assassinated, he was starting to look to other countries. He was installed as basically a puppet of the U.S. By that same guy, Michel Martelly, who the Clintons had installed. But then he started to get his own ideas when he, you know, wanted to do his own projects. And the local oligarchs who were tied to the U.S. weren't funding him, weren't backing him anymore. So he started to look to the multipolar world. And the U.S. does not want that for Haiti or for an example. So it's basically, you know, that's what this whole Global Fragility Act is about reasserting U.S. control of these countries that are, you know, so-called fragile, that it's losing its grip on. So that's, I think, the real reason for you know, the U.S. continues to meddle in Haiti.
Well, no one knows it better than you do. Dan Cohen from Uncaptured Media, thank you so much for this and putting this all in context. So when you guys see the cat videos floating all around social media, put it in perspective. Why are these individuals in the United States in the first place? And it's very clear to see what the motivations are. Dan, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Clayton. Appreciate it.